So definitely today we're going to talk about organized chaos. We know that in 2020 some of the chaos has carried over to 2021. And so God is not afraid of chaos. Amen. And so we're going to talk about organized chaos today. Don't have any handouts today, but if you're taking notes, I want to start with the bottom line. The bottom line today. I have so much today, so it's going to go two ways. I'm going to go to 80 miles per hour, or I won't finish. All right? So if y'all want to get it off today, maybe we'll do part two here in a couple of weeks. But the bottom line and the goal today is to talk about a foundation that's organized. All right? You may be seated. This is January. We're going to talk about the foundation, a foundation that's organized. Amen? Amen. We're going to also talk about number two, honoring the Spirit of God in the genesis of a thing.
Honoring the Spirit of God in the genesis, or the Bereshit. It's a Hebrew word. All right, it's going to sound like I'm saying a funny word, but it's Bereshit or Bereshit. In the genesis of a thing, honoring the Spirit of God. And we're going to talk about priorities. We're going to also extract strategies for growth from Genesis. Amen? So it may feel like a somewhat of a consultation for us here at the House of Judah. And then we're going to evaluate our system. Sam Chan says the size and the speed of an organization or a church in this case is based on, everybody shout, systems and structure. So the size and the speed of your situation is based on your systems and your structure. Anybody want to go farther in 2021? Anybody want to go faster? We got to make up for lost time that we lost in 2020. So Sam Chan says we got to have some systems and a good foundation. Amen. And I believe what better place to start in January than to start in Genesis, my favorite book of the Bible. I love Genesis. Actually, the word that I often lift up from Genesis is the word gene. Genesis. Everybody shout DNA. That's what Genesis is about. It's about DNA. I have cheeks like my mom's side of the family. And I'm shaped like my dad's side of the family. All right. So I have a mixture. So in other words, some may say you look like your daddy. Some say you look like your mom. So in other words, in Genesis, it shows us how we're supposed to look. Genesis. It's a behavior code in Genesis. We're supposed to know how to behave when we're supposed to get our we're supposed to connect with Genesis and the things in Genesis when we see God say, you're supposed to be on top. You're supposed to be boss status. Amen. You're supposed to be the head and not the tail, the lender and not the borrower. You're not supposed to be sick. You're supposed to be on top. You're supposed to be fruitful and multiply in every way. Amen. I mean, we should have increase in every way when we look at Genesis. And Genesis is also about genealogy, legacy in the making. You want to go to sleep, read all of the genealogy in Genesis. You want to get a good night's sleep. You don't need Benadryl. You would just read all of the genealogy and who, what, why, where, when. And so, but Genesis talks about my favorite book of the Bible. So we're coming today from Genesis chapter 1. Verse 2 and 3, and you can read with me. It's on the screen here, obviously. If you are online, I forgot about you guys. Welcome to the House of Judah. Let's clap our hands for the online viewers. You're missing out. They look good up in here, and you look good out there in Facebook land. Genesis 1, verse 2 and 3, it says, and read with me, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God. Thank God for his spirit. I told you we was going to talk about God's Spirit in the Genesis, in the Bereshit of a thing. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, And God said, let's scream this one. Let there be light, and there was light. Amen. Let there be light, and there was light. Guys, I highlighted was because when you read this, you would never see was the same again. Of course, was means been there, done that. Everybody say, been there, done that. Been there, done that. It's in the past. Was, and the earth was without form. It's interesting that we're in Genesis, but we're already talking in past tense. He said, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was. 2020 was H-E double hockey stick for many, right? But guess what? 2020 is now was. Amen. 2020 is now in the past. God was not intimidated with 2020. He's not intimidated with chaos. He knows exactly what to do with chaos. And 2020 was upon the face of the deep. Everybody say was. It was. 2020 is in the past. I am now in 2021. Thank God for light. So my encouragement to you guys today, just let's make sure light is in. 2021 ain't gonna catch me by surprise. You ain't, listen, 2020, you fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me, all right? Once darkness is exposed or negativity is exposed to light, that negativity instantly becomes was. Once darkness is exposed to light and darkness was upon the face of the deep. The reason why it can say was because it has been exposed to light or the truth. Guys, when we leave here today, any ignorance in our lives will instantly become was because we are now getting the truth through this message. Light equals truth. Amen. The pandemic is a real valid explanation because it explains a lot. It was rough in 2020. Amen. And it feels good to me to say was. It was because that's in the past. Amen. It's in the past. Bye-bye. The pandemic is a real valid explanation, but. Everybody say but. It is not an excuse to not give it another shot. Kind of talking to us this morning, if we have any visitors online or here. Let's begin yet again. Everybody say let's try it again. What do I mean? Because obviously I want to say at the beginning of 2020, we had some goals. The leadership we met and we were going to set out to do some things. But then, good old my mama, you ain't watching, but she said COVID. She makes every one of my teachings. She said COVID hit. You mean COVID? Over. You know what I mean. Then COVID hit and it derailed us. But I am excited. Guys, don't think that this church didn't move forward in 2020. There was purpose in the pandemic. There was obviously praise here at the House of Judah in the pandemic. But there was purpose in the pandemic. If you can see it on the screen, obviously, in the spring, I believe, there was a tornado. And what the devil meant for bad, God turned it around for good because we are sitting and we are standing on, I believe, new carpet, new chairs. If you look up, I see a new ceiling. I see new lights in a pandemic. It's like that new house smell. So, again, we were going to begin, like even in the beginning of 2020, at the end of 2019, Minister Jeremy and myself, we were teaching about relive again, repurpose, regain, rebirth. Y'all remember that? And then COVID hit. But guys, don't think we didn't do some significant things here in 2020. Because when you look on the screen, we were like almost a headquarters for this tornado relief and cleanup and bring your clothes. We were still serving in the pandemic. Am I making this up? Y'all should feel good about that. We should feel good about this. Amen. Clap your hands for purpose and the pandemic. We got new chairs. This college pantry here was in full effect during the pandemic. I want to keep a keep it more so a secret but this college pantry served some individuals. I won't name the name, but one particular student, y'all will love this testimony, had a serious need during the pandemic. And this church was able to send quite a few bags from this college pantry to this college student, because this college student ended up with COVID. Hey, Mom. and she had a very serious need. So purpose in the pandemic. Y'all clap your hands for this great church. Devil thought he had us, but we got away. And if you don't realize, the House of Judah Facebook page has been going to another level. Every other day, there's a new like, there's a new person. It's almost like a new member. Once you join the page, it's like you are a part of us. You're going to get the notifications. And so this church is really, in my opinion, global. Yes, we are in Seneca, but we are global because of the WWW. Amen. We are mega, amen, in spirit. Clap your hands. That deserves a clap. Just wanted to give that brief. So want to almost just start to really get in the meat of this. Genesis, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. I thought it said heavens in the KJV version. It said the heaven and the earth. This should really go without saying, but if you're a business, a college student, in our marriages, in education, we should always, in the beginning, God. If we just stop right there, in the beginning, God. If you are starting a new relationship in 2021, you got you a new boo, you broke up with. If you're starting a new relationship, in the beginning of that relationship, God has to be there. In January, it should go without saying, obviously we know this, but we want to make an extra effort here at the House of Judah, in our marriage, in our business, in education, in college. In the beginning, God. Say that with me. In the beginning, God. Say it five times. In the better sheet of a thing. I know I interrupted you. In the beginning, make sure God is there. Make sure we put God first. Love the song. Always remember Jesus, Jesus. Always keep him on your mind. Yep, love that song. In the beginning, God. Begin with God. Begin your day with God. In the beginning, God. In the better sheet of a thing, God. Begin with God. Amen? Begin with God. What we fail to honor, Mike Murdoch said, would eventually exit our life. What we fail to honor will not thrive in our situation. Ignore God if you want to. Jesus is Lord in Genesis. I took Hebrew in college for about 3 days and 3 hours, and then I dropped out. But the little bit that I do remember in Hebrew, because you do know the Bible is not written in English, amen? It is not written in Fairfax, South Carolina language. It's where I came from. It is written in, actually, it doesn't, you don't write from right to left. You actually write from, not from left to right. You actually write from right. You start here, and you write from right to left. That's how the Bible was written. It was written in Hebrew. Amen? The Old Testament. And the New Testament is written in Aramaic and Greek. So Jesus is Lord. When you look into this thing, I'm not going to bore you, but just the it's almost like a picture graph. If I drew one picture, you would say that's a bird flying in the sky. But in the Hebrew, one letter means, has like a definition of a lot of words. And the reason why I'm saying this, Bereshit, it means, it's one word, but it means in the beginning. Genesis means in the beginning. Bereshit, the first letter. This is my nerdy self here. This is so dope that in the beginning of Genesis, Jesus is Lord with thorns on his head hanging on a tree. When you just look at the first few letters in Genesis, not the first few words, but the first, y'all going to sleep, I can tell. Like, yeah, the first few letters, like the first letter, Jesus is Lord. The second letter, Jesus is Lord. Amen. So in other words, your takeaway right now, just know that Jesus, scream it, Jesus is Lord in Genesis. At the Bereshit of a thing, in the beginning, God. I think y'all got that. I'm gonna give y'all more credit than I want to give you. Amen. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. He created something that was above us. And he created something that was below our feet. In the beginning, read it with me. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The heaven is where we all want to go. Amen. Some of us want to go there quicker. I know it's rough down here, but y'all just stay. Let's just hang on a little bit longer down here. Amen. It's going to get better. Y'all believe that? But heaven is a place that we know that it's a place where we all want to go. We look up to the sky. I think there's a song that talks about looking up to the sky. When we want to feel better, when we pray, when individuals pray, it's like we pray and it's this atmospheric vibe where we're looking up and it's like we're hoping that whatever's up there will come down here and rescue us. God created the heavens and the earth. It's almost like it's untouchable. It's mystical. It's supernatural. And he created something that we all can relate to. We can all relate to earth. Amen. Just pinch yourself real quick. We were made from the dust of the ground. Come on, pinch yourself. Pinch yourself. Thank you for being obedient and whatever, indulging me. He created the heaven and the earth. We can all relate to earth. We are humans. So in 2021, I believe this church will grow when we have a great balance of spirit, of natural and spirit. When this church continues to be relatable, he created the heavens and the earth, this church continue to be relatable, amen, touchable, and also have supernatural answers, amen. There's some things that we can't do, but when you put God super on our natural and our wits and our ability, it will attract people here online and physically and in person. God knows that we are human and that we will have to look up to the heavens. He created the heavens. He created the heaven and the earth. What a balance. God is so balanced. He created the heaven and the earth. Amen. So in 2021, let's balance this thing in 2021 in the house of Judah. We're not going to be too deep where we lose people, amen? And then we're going to have this connectivity where the person that's making $6 a year and the person that's making $600,000 a year, y'all see where I'm going, will come here and be able to connect. We're going to be relatable. We're not going to be so bougie where folks don't want to come, and then we're going to have a great balance. Y'all get what I'm trying to say. And I'm glad that Genesis is revealing that to us. He created the heaven and the earth. In the beginning, God created. Y'all learning something today? Y'all encouraged? In the beginning, God created. I am a what they call a creative, I guess. I can get on that keyboard right now and write a song about everybody in here. And that's only God. That's just, we were made in the image of God. Now, guys, don't y'all laugh at me. Don't think I'm special, because if I give this mic to everybody 6 feet, you all have special abilities to do some extraordinary things. That's why this church really, if we put our heads together, my God, resources will come, continue to come, and influence. We can use our influence to make an impact. Amen. I give you a testimony. I like to keep secrets, and I don't like to tell, let my right hand know what my left hand doing, but I will share this to prove a point. I remember being in a place where I was, let me sum it up this way. I was getting something for me, and there was a lady that came in, and she needed the same thing that I needed. And so she came in, she said, "How much is that?" And then the person said, the cashier said, "It's $21. She said, "Yeah, I'm going to shop around and see." This was a medical device, actually, a medical thing for something. And she said, "I'm going to shop around because it's a little tight." She was walking out the door, and I said, "Ma'am, grab her and tell her it's on me." So I paid for that device that she needed that she didn't have enough money for. Okay, I went to check out. Then the cashier said, "I'm not going to charge you for what you were going to pay for her." She said, it's on me. So I didn't even have to pay and use my own money. But God spoke to me and said, you used your influence to bless somebody else. Guys, I'm looking at some influential people, college students, business owners, and corporate folks, and experience. Listen, I'm looking at some influential folks. You may not have to spend a dime here at the House of Judah, but your influence is currency. Your influence, when you walk in the room, people will obey. When you say something, people will listen. How are you going to use that influence? In the beginning, God used his influence to create. In the beginning, God created. My God, we come from a creator. If we were made in his image, we should be creating. Amen. In the beginning, God created at the House of Judah, in our homes, company, school, work. The first, in the beginning, the better sheet of a thing. This is the time for the House of Judah to start to create. Really, the end of 2020 was the best time, but in the beginning of anything, that is where we can be most creative. This is the time to get our ideas together and to move on those ideas. Move. Let's move right now in the better sheet, in the beginning, at the beginning, at the first few weeks, in the first quarter, in the first half of the year, because come July, August, we're going to fall off. I'm on keto right now, and I feel it. Whew, I feel it. Y'all look like a cheeseburger. You don't look like a shirt. That looks like a cheeseburger on your hat. But I have this momentum in the better sheet, in the beginning of a thing. The first 90 minutes of a day is said to be your most productive time. At the genesis, at the better sheet of a thing. You want to write a book? Do the 90-91, I think it's rule. Spend 90 days on one thing. The first 90 minutes of your day, you focus on one thing. Why the first 90 minutes of your day? Because you're more focused. Because come lunchtime, what happens? About 2 o'clock for me, I get so sleepy. I am not productive at 2 p.m. every single day. Amen? At the better sheet, at the beginning of a thing, or of a quarter, of whatever, create then. Open yourself up to create. Genesis 49:27 says, Benjamin, Genesis 49, I'm going 80 miles per hour. Slow down, Alpheus. I have so much today. Genesis 49:27 says, Benjamin is vicious like a wolf. What he kills in the morning, he devours in the evening. In the beginning, he is able to, they say it like this, the early bird, what? Catches the worm. Benjamin is coming home with some food because he got up early. He is taking advantage of the beginning of the day, the better sheet of the day, more energy, more focus. January, we got this. I can do it. I can do it. August, I can do it. September, I'm going to wait to 2022. Let's devour like Benjamin in the morning. And then we can divide in the evening. Let's just really make it. Let's give like we've never given before now. Not just money, but our energy, our time, our creativity, our influence. Make that phone call for the house of Judah right now. Let's get first dibs on somebody's mind for whatever we need here, for whatever the vision is. Amen. Let's use our influence. Don't underestimate your God-given influence. Amen. You can make one phone call right now and grab $200 extra for this church. You can make one phone call and get 5 canned goods for this church. You can make one. I know you can. Amen. Am I pumping you up? It's going to be harder for me to do in December this year. Yeah, I know what you're saying, brother, bruh, but I'm tired. Ecclesiastes 12 says, remember God, your creator, in the days of your youth. And if you read the rest of Ecclesiastes 12, it basically says you better basically serve God, give him all you got right now. Because when you get about 102 years old, you won't be able to dance and shout like you want to. You won't be able to give God. You won't be able to just run here and run there and do this and that. Because you should remember God, your creator, in the better sheet of a thing, in the beginning, in the genesis of a thing. Amen. Are y'all getting this? I won't finish today. I'll be respectful, but I think we're making some good time in here. If you're sleepy and you know it, clap your hands. Verse number 2, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Imagine a church without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the church. Form and void. Remember, we're going to talk about basically a foundation that's organized. A January that's organized. A calendar that's organized in my own personal life. A marriage that's organized in January. Amen. A vision that's organized. Creativity that's organized. So I have some questions here. If you want to write it down. It may apply to you as a person, corporately, as a church, as a marriage. What strategies are we missing? And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Without form, without structure. We need structure, amen? I was one of those kids that needed structure. I was ADD, anointed, dangerous, and disciplined. What strategies would be a blessing to me, to this church? Selah, what strategies are we missing? And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Number 2, how can we improve our structure and systems? In my own personal life, as a church, in a marriage, in a business. The earth was without, imagine a business without form and void and darkness. Imagine a marriage without form, without structure, and with void and with a lot of darkness. Darkness equals ignorance. That's what darkness is. How can we improve our structure and systems? What information do we need? What my people. It didn't say other people. The Bible says my people perish for what? The lack of knowledge. My people? Come on, my people. I'm talking about my boys, my people, my chosen people. Amen. But we perish for the lack of knowledge. What information do we need? Can we become less obscure? Because obscurity is basically darkness. It's when you don't know. So this church is on the map, but how can we become less in the dark? The great things that's going on here, we don't want to hide it. Amen. Word is getting out, and word will get out about this great church. What's our very next move? Thank you for writing this down. Of course, online, I haven't forgot about you if you're writing it in the chat. What's my very next move as a college student? When I graduate, what am I going to do? I don't know. And when we don't know, it's darkness. That's ignorance. Almost finished with the section. How can we innovatively serve and fulfill the Great Commission here at the House of Judah? How can we innovatively serve and fulfill the Great Commission? And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God, almost finished. Everybody say, the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the darkness and the voids and the form. Again, today is about organizing chaos, organized chaos, organized chaos. The only way we will be organized in our own personal life as a church is through the Spirit, the Ruach of God. Amen. You got the Holy Ghost when you say it like that. The Ruach of God. Amen. The Spirit of God moved upon chaos. The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. The Spirit of God confronts darkness, fulfills ignorance, and satisfies voids. Clap your hands for God's Spirit. And I'm clapping with you. Amen. Because without God's Spirit, I am nothing. I am just nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Ruach, the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There's freedom. Job 33, verse 4. The Spirit, the Ruach of God has made me. That's enough. That we can stop right there. The Spirit of God has what? Made me. The Bible says, in him I move, I breathe, and have my being. The Spirit of God has made me. And the breath of the Almighty gives me life. Amen. I'm gonna do a hard stop right there because it's a lot of information. Even when it's unpopular to be a light, we wanna be a light in 2021 because light is truth. Guys, we are definitely in a season, in a time where even the truth will sound like a lie. The truth will sound strange in a day like today. Yes, I've been married 15 years and 1 month. I'm sorry, 15 years and 17 days. And I've been faithful. But that's sounding strange to a generation. That is the truth that we're deciding to embrace in my marriage. Amen. But even when it's unpopular, be a light. Stand for something. Speaking of standing, you may stand right now. I'm going to end it. And let us just said a lot today, taught a lot today. Thank God for his Spirit in the Bereshit of a thing, in the Genesis. Recap, let's be creative in January. Let's give in January of our time, our influence for the church, for this church body. But even, listen, use our influence for the less fortunate. You don't have to advertise it either. Let's use your influence to if you know you got this special connectivity with God, and you and God got this thing going where he answers your prayer, and you know he answers your prayer, use your influence to pray for somebody else. Amen? And as Brother Lawrence played, that's a good place to start using our influence. You don't have to catch hands, but if you want to stretch your hands to somebody in here and use your influence, because you know God's Ruach, God's Spirit dwells in you, just stretch your hands towards somebody and speak well. Pray. This is January. It's fresh. New start. We're more focused. We're reading God's word. So our spirit is really more pure. Less contaminated. Amen. Especially in the morning. That's the great best time to pray for somebody. Less contaminated. So let's just take time to pray. Pray for those online. You will not die. You will live. You will not go deeper and deeper hole in 2021. Yes, chaos is carried over in 2021 from 2020, but God is going to speak to that chaos. He's going to organize it. He's going to take those lemons and make lemonade. Amen. A few more seconds to pray for somebody in this room, somebody in the universe. That's the beauty of God's Ruach, his spirit. You can pray for somebody in Texas, in Jamaica. You can pray for somebody in South Carolina. You can pray for somebody in North Carolina. And you're right here. In the beginning, God. Yes, we accept your spirit. We receive your spirit like never before. This is in January. January is representing Genesis. Thank you, Lord, for your truth, for your light. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of chaos, of confusion, of the threat of a civil war, of a racial war. We need the Spirit of God to interrupt this chaos. We need the Spirit of God to interrupt any plans of the enemy. The Spirit of God can do it. No weapon formed against us will prosper. Amen. It will not prosper because of God's spirit, because of God's light. And the Spirit of God moved upon chaos. That plan is now was, and darkness was. That racial war was. That racial war is not going to get off the ground. It may form, but it won't prosper. Amen. Yes, I may be in debt, but in the coming months, I'm going to be ahead. Amen. Student loans will get paid. Student loans can get paid in January. Student loans can get paid this year. I can come off of my medicine in 2021. Because of the Spirit of God, because of the truth, because of light. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. In a marriage, in a business, in a church, in your classroom. Thank you, Lord, for your Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus. If you're listening online and you don't have Jesus in your heart, simply say, Lord, I thank you for your Spirit. I thank you, Lord, for Jesus. I ask you to come into my heart. I am lost. I feel a void. It needs to be filled. And I am accepting you, Jesus. I confess with my mouth, Jesus, and I believe in my heart, Jesus, that you were raised from the dead by your heavenly Father. Live with me, Jesus. Pray this prayer with me if you're online. Pray this prayer. Lord, live with me. Be with me. Guide me in 2021, and I promise, Lord, I'm going to do my part. I promise to serve you. I promise to give you praise and give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen. We're believing for at least one salvation online. Y'all clap your hands for God's Spirit. Yes. The joy of the Lord is my strength.